Okay. Our topic today is washing and talking. Any time between when you do netila yadayim and when you make hamotzi, can you talk? I'm referring to while you're washing, after you wash, before you make the bracha, before you dry your hands, after you dry your hands, before you make hamotzi, are there times you can talk, are there times you can't talk? What are the rules? So let us start with the source number one. This is the source. It appears multiple times throughout Shas of a concept called Over Lasiatan. There are mitzvot, and when we do the mitzvot, we make the bracha Over Lasiatan before we do the mitzvah. Most people, when do we make the bracha on Al Netilat Yadayim? After. So, is that correct? So this is the source, Kol Mitzvot Nevarach Alein Over Lasiatan. Amar Rav Chitzra, Chutz Min HaTvila Bilvad. So there's another meaning. He's rephrasing it because there was a previous statement in the Gemara that said Chutz Min HaTvila and something else. So Rav Chitzra says, no, just Tvila. Tvila is an exception to the rule of Over Lasiatan. Why would Tvila be an exception to the rule? Why do we have to make the bracha after we're tovel and not before? Somebody started to give an answer. I didn't hear.
You want to make the bracha when you're tahor.
When you're tahor, okay. Beforehand, you are not tahor, and therefore you don't want to make the bracha then. Or you're unable to make the bracha then. You can only make it after. Chutz min tefila bilvan it maratani nami hachi. We have a braita that says it. Tovel va'ala v'aliyato omer baruch asher gedishan zatav tzivan ala tefila. So we don't actually do that for most of us, but this is talking about a person who had a nocturnal emission and he comes out of the tefillah, so the Gemara here says he makes the bracha, but this is our source for making the bracha after in the case of tefillah, and Tosa here in source 2 says b'chaim b'netilat yadayim lo chalko b'netilah shal achar b'nekise lo matzi l'varech kodem mil b'netilah yesh tam achar l'varech achar netilah kodem dikuv. What does Tosa say? He gives two reasons. One, just like when you do netilat yadayim after the bathroom. After the bathroom, you can't make the bracha before you wash, because you just went to the bathroom. Your hands are dirty. Therefore, we make the bracha after we wash them. On the netilat yadayim is after we wash our hands. So, not every time that you do netilat yadayim, when you're having hamotzi, is it after the bathroom. So most of the time, you really could make it beforehand. But Tosfot says, lo chalku, it's a lo pluk, no distinction, because sometimes you're unable to do it beforehand, therefore, all the time, we do it afterwards. That's Tosot's first answer. What is Tosot's second answer? Yesh tam achar levarech achar netila, kodem niguv. Before you dry your hands. Drying your hands, and this is even stronger lashon, I believe, in the Tosot Rush, but drying your hands is part of the mitzvah. Part of the netilat yadayim is niguf. And we say that if you made a motzi without drying your hands, it's bad. You didn't fulfill what you were supposed to do. So you need to dry it. And therefore, the question was, what about over the asiyatan? Why are we washing after? Tell us its first answer. We're washing after because we can't do it beforehand. Or, we're not washing after. We're not making the bracha after. We're making the bracha before. Not before the washing, but before the drying. Both of those are going to come to play in a few ramifications that we're going to discuss now. The Torah in Source 3 says, "V'lo yivarech ad achar hanetila, af agav dechol mitzvah nevarchen alein kodem la'asiyatan, shani hacha shepamim she'ein yadav nekiyot, ve'eino yachol levarech kodem, hilchach tiknu shel olam yivarech achar kach." Lo yivarech ad achar hanetila. And that's the lashon. The Beis Yosef is going to take issue with this lashon. Don't make the bracha until after. Even though normally we make a bracha before we wash our hands, before we do all our other mitzvah, we make the bracha first. Here we do it afterwards because your hands aren't clean. Ve'od kevan de mevarech kodem haniguv havi shapir kodem lasiyatan shigam niguv hum min haMitzvah v'yinagvim hitev kodem shivatzah. Niguv, drying your hands is part of the mitzvah, magevet, Use a towel, dry your hands. That's part of the mitzvah. You need to dry them before you make hamotzi. So the Torah lists both reasons that we saw in source 2 in Toso. The Darkei Moshe, that's the Ramah. So he comments on the Torah there and he says, Katov Agor Ashri B'Shem Or Zarua, Chol HaMitzvah Rim Lo B'Yerech Chodem La'Siyatan Mivarech Achareyem. A very interesting rule to know, that he says that, let's say, we know we have a rule, Chodem La'Siyatan, over La'Siyatan, you have to make the bracha beforehand. What happens if you didn't? Can you still make the bracha? And the answer is yes. Now there are limitations, that's like a general rule, there are limitations, like, can you, if you didn't make the bracha on the Tila Yidayim, and then you made a motzi and ate, can you still make it? The answer would probably be no. But if you didn't make the bracha on lulav and then shook it, can you still do it? So, according to this, or Zarua, yes. Others would disagree. But that is the psak that he gives. We'll see what he says actually in the Ramah, meaning in Shulchan Aruch. So here's the Beis Yosef's question on this Torah. Umikol makom, source 5. Komakom, ein b'mashma divrayim sham, divedavka ka'amri ditzarech levarich achar netila, ela demitamim elu noagim levarich achar netila. What is the reason we make the bracha after we wash our hands? Because the hands are dirty. That doesn't mean that you must. That means that, meaning the other times, we're noag to always wash our hands after, because of the sometimes they're dirty beforehand. Not you must wash your hands after, but we're noag to wash our hands after. You hear the difference? He agrees if your hands are dirty, you can't wash beforehand. But that's... You can't make a bracha before washing. Okay, he agrees your hands are dirty, you can't make the bracha before washing. You have to wash your hands first. Okay? That's clear. But that's a minority of the time. The rest of the time... When should we make the bracha? Should we make the bracha before washing or after washing? So the Torah says we do it after, because sometimes you're unable to. So the Beis Yosef says, so we're noheg to do it after because sometimes you're unable to. Is it true that we must do it after? And therefore he's bothered by the Torah's lashon. The Torah says, lo yivarech ad achar netila. Don't make the bracha until after you wash. So what does the Beis Yosef want to change it to? Kach hava lelichtov. Umevarech cholim netila. Make the bracha first. Kidakayim elan kolam etzun varech alem kolam nasiyatan. Umihu nagu ha'olam nevarech achar netila. But the minhag is to do it afterwards. Why? Mishum depamim nein yadav nekiyot. That's what the Beis Yosef is saying that the Torah should have written. Cites the Rambam. Rambam katav stam kolam nafal yadav mevarech v'divrei kulam sarech levarech kolam nigov. And everybody says you have to wash before your hands. You have to make the bracha before your hands are dried. So that's what the Beis Yosef says you should write. And in fact, source 6, now he's writing the Shulchan Aruch. What does he write? Mevarech kolam netila. The Shulchan Aruch says before we do netilat yadayim, we should make the bracha. You go to the sink, say baruch Hashem. You know, maybe fill it up. Say Baruch Hashem L'Shem 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 L'Shem, and wash. That is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shekola mitzvot mevarech aleim over la'asiyatan. V'nogu shelo levarech ad achar netila. Mishum depamim she'in yadav nekiyot. V'vdekach mevarech aleim achar sheshiv shev yadav. So therefore, we only make the bracha after we've wiped our hands. Shekvar yadav nekiyot kodem she'itol aleim mayim shniyim. Then we make sure our hands are clean before we pour water on them a second time. So the Shulchan Aruch says we do it before, we make the bracha before we wash. Ramah. Gam yachol levarech aleim kodem nikuv. He takes the second reason of the Tosfot and the Tur, and he says, you're also doing it over in the Siyatan. Shegam anikuv min hamitzvah, lemikri over in the Siyatan. Ve'im shachach levarech ad achar nikuv, levarech akarcha. He paskins based on that thing that he said in source 4 in the Darkei Moshe. You can even make that bracha after. The Be'er Halacha says, okay, so now we have a machloke, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Shulchan Aruch Tur, Rama, what should we do? So the Bar Halacha says, Hine mashma milashon Shulchan Aruch, Hine milashon Shulchan Aruch mashon, the Mishra Rotzah Levarech Kol Menetila, Im Yadav Nekiyot Yuchal Levarech, Echen Katav Bebeit Yosef, De Lo Kedem Mashma milashon Atur, De Ein Lishano, Vaprime Gadim Katav, De Kodem Menetila Yesh Lamar, De Havi Over the Over. Since it could be that the niguv is the mitzvah, if I make the bracha now, beforehand, for anything, what am I having between the bracha and the mitzvah? I'm having washing and drying. It's no longer right beforehand, it's right beforehand. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Then he says that a whole bunch of people disagree, and therefore he holds like the Beis Yosef, to aim limchol biyad mi sheyirtza levarech kodem anetila im yodea sheyadim nekiyot. So therefore, you see somebody who makes the bracha before netilat yadayim, before washing, you shouldn't stop them. You shouldn't protest. You should just let them be. I've been told by others that I believe Rav Shechter does this. Shechter Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva YU. Maybe if he comes here and eats, we'll see. But second hand, third hand, all that. So, but even if not, whoever does that, that's pretty common.
Can we invite him just to check on
that? Yeah, you should invite him for a meal just to check on that. The Shulchan Aruch Harav. This is... here's the Ali from Posek for... Chabad, let's say.
Is it your favorite Shulchan Aruch? Where does it rank?
After the Shulchan Aruch, I guess. I don't rank these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu ranks them. No, that's not my job. So, Shulchan Aruch Rav says, V'lo of, afilu lo hitchil lechol, lo shayich levarech elem miyad achar nenetilo, v'lo muflag mimena. The bracha has to be right after you wash, not separated for it. I think I put this source in the wrong spot. Okay, we're going to get that later. We'll come back to 8. Source 9 does go here. He says, who's the Kav HaChaim? Okay, Svardi is one of the major Svardi poskim. And he says, Chayna minog ha'shav, gedimri maramzal, deyimei levarech kodem nigov, shum... So even though we saw that the Shulchan Aruch says that this is the right thing to do, still the minog, and it's the minog for Ashkenazim and many Sfardim, because the Kav HaChaim says it is, so many, the minog is to make the bracha after. So we've now discussed the question of when to make the bracha. We make the bracha after washing, before drying. Okay. So now, I did put the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the right place. Source 8. When can't you talk? Afilu lo yichil l'achol, lo shayich levarech, ala miyad achar netila, v'lo muflag mimenu. Right after washing, you have to make the bracha. L'chein yesh osrim lafsik b'dibur bein netila l'bracha. You cannot speak between when you wash and make the bracha. If you just wait a while and you're quiet, it is very important that you wash, that you make the bracha right after washing. You can't separate the bracha from the tila. In other words, could be tochidei dibor or niguv alone wouldn't be enough, but you need to do it right after. You can't talk. And this is something that's very surprising because, and people cite the tzlach, I saw an article citing the tzlach, the Piskei Tshuvas also cites it, and he has a whole thing where he goes, I don't get it. Such from people I see, and they're washing and talking and talking and talking and all, and then they make the bracha, and then they draw their hands. How is it they're talking between when they washed and when they made the bracha. Lo muflo mimena. It can't be separated from it. You're supposed to wash and then make the bracha. Okay, we discussed why we don't make the bracha beforehand. That probably would have been ideal, but we know there's situations when we can't, and the minhag is to now do it afterwards. But the minhag is to do it right afterwards. We shouldn't be talking on it. Is there any limud chos for all those people? So I saw in the Rebbe Vod Ephraim. Who is the Rebbe Vod Ephraim? Rebbe Ephraim Greenblatt. Where did he live?
Germany.
Poland.
Memphis, Tennessee. I would say a significant percentage of tshuvos of the Igros Moshe of Rav Moshe Feinstein were written to Rabbi Greenblatt. Rabbi Greenblatt, I think, was a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, sent him to America, and met Rav Moshe Feinstein, decided to stay there a couple of years, become his Talmud, until he went to be the rabbi for basically all of southern United States. They would like fly him into Texas and wherever else there was a get or whatever else needed to be done, build an Erev. And he was supporting his family back in Eretz Yisrael, and he lost all his money with Madoff, and came back to Eretz Yisrael penniless, and died shortly thereafter. This is in the last 10 years. Okay. I mean, the ending was in the last 10 years. He was a rabbi there for like 50. So, he has a tshuva on this topic, and he said, and he quotes a bunch of poskim. He was told that you shouldn't talk between Netilat Yadayim and Amotzi, and as long as you haven't made the Netilat Yadayim, there's no Hefsek. So you can still talk until that point. We're going to see that others disagree about talking after you make the bracha, but here he says, until you've made the bracha, that doesn't start. Didi agon rav aleph chivan shlita katab li betzach bein netilat yanaim lenigov gam kein lo havi hefzik elish yesh nizari shalol hafzik heim and shenatal yadav netila ru'uya levercha netilat yadayim. He says, if you talk between washing your hands and drying, it is not a hefzik. So there are such shitot that it's not. But really, the mainstream sock, just about everywhere I saw, was very makpid on washing and then making the bracha with not talking between them. That's the first part of the shir. Now we're going to go to the second part of the shir. After you've made the bracha, now, can you talk before hamotzi? Can you talk before you've eaten bread? And for that, once again, I like to do from the sources. Go to the Gemara, see the Rishonim, get to the poskim. In case any of you have been to my other shiurim, that's what I like to do. I got it from Rav Rimon, pioneer in presenting it this way. I don't know, pioneer, but definitely popularized it in our community. And so, source 11. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amar Rav Shalosh Tchifot Hein. There are three things that are immediate. And one of the examples of this is Techef Minatilat Yadayim Bracha. Immediately after Netilat Yadayim, one must make a bracha. Now, what doesn't the Gemara say? Good.
Which bracha?
Good. And?
What do you do after the bracha?
When you wash. Which washing?
Which washing? What bracha? Which washing? It doesn't say what Netilat Yadayim is. It doesn't say what bracha is. Correct. They're both right. It doesn't say those things. And that ambiguity is going to lead to our machloket here right now. The Rambam says, Techef l'netilat yadayim birchat hamazon. What is he saying netilat yadayim is? Mayim acharonim. As soon as you wash, you must bench. No stopping between. Lo yafsik b'neim b'davar acher afilu l'shtom mayim acher shenatol yadav b'achrona asor ad sheyivarech berkat hamazon. So that would mean if the source for not talking between washing and amotzi, if that's our only source, the source 11, and the Rambam says it's referring to netilat yadayim, meaning mayim achronim and benching, what is it not a source for? For mayim Yerushalayim, Rishonim, and Amotzi. In other words, according to the Rambam, there is no problem talking between washing and making Hamotzi. On the other hand, a Yerushalmi, source 13, Amar Rabbi Zira, Vishay Rabbi Amar Yirmiya, Shlosh Tichtivorin. It's the same quote we have. Three immediate things. Sechel Tchilad Yudayim Bracha. After Tchilad Yudayim Bracha. What's it talking about? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bun, Kol Mi Shehu, Tokev L'Natilat Yudayim Bracha, and Asatan Mekachek Botosudah. If you are careful to not talk between Natilat Yadayim and making the bracha, the Satan will not affect that meal.
Nice.
Anything you can infer from this? What Natilat Yadayim is being referred to?
Mayim Rishonim.
Mayim Rishonim. Why?
For that meal.
For that meal. The following meal. Okay. Or even without the following meal, if it's the other, if it's Mayim Achronim,
it won't affect.
What does it help? You already had the meal. Correct? I'm not the one who made that diuk. The Torah made that diuk. Well, the Torah makes that diuk and the Beis Yosef makes that diuk explicit because there are others who don't understand that diuk. Let us see the what I'm talking about in Source 14, 15, and 16. Source 14, the Torah says, Yinagev yadav heitev v'yivarech bergar hamotzi. Dry your hands well and make hamotzi. Miyad Rabbeinu Yoel says there's no problem talking. Once you've washed and made al netilat yadayim, you can talk before you make hamotzi. Why? The table's there. You're clearly osik in the meal. It is not, if you said a few words, it's not a problem that you've taken your mind off the meal. No, you're very hungry, you're starving, you went and washed, you're sitting down to the table, what, you, all of a sudden your mind's somewhere else? No, believe me, you want the food. So in his view, how does he explain this line that says, like the Rambam, that it's not referring to Mayim Rishonim, but it's referring to Mayim Acharonim. V'chein pirish Rav Ilfas, who's Rav Ilfas?
Riff.
V'arambam zal. V'adoni avi arashal. The Torah was the son of the Rush. Hayaragil aparishonim shalol lafsik v'shalol nedaber. He was careful, even for Mayim Rishonim, not to talk and not to stop. Shalol lafsik v'shalol nedaber. V'yaragil kishayam mesa v'sudam achirim. And if there were other people sitting down to the table, he would be the last to wash. Shalol afsik, so not to pause too much. Shalol daber, not talk. We're talking Rishalmi, Masha Gamkein. Da'i techem natila bracha, da'am mayim rishonim kai. What's it talking about? The first one. Let us look at that lashon of the Rush again. Adoni avi arashal, haya ragil afa rishonim shalol afsik u shalol daber. What does he say that his father the Rush did? What is haya ragil afa rishonim lol afsik lol daber? So you're about to say?
No, I thought. Seems simple that this is not the Mayim Rishonim wasn't necessarily what it was referred to, but he was just like Machpid to do it also by Mayim Rishonim.
Okay. It's not that he's paskening. This is what the Gemara is referring to, and you must do it this way. He had a chumra, akpada, something he was choshish to, but not something necessarily Meikara did. Okay. He didn't say, Adoni Avi Arashzal Pasak. He said, Hayar Ragil. That was what he used to do. So let's see. First, we have the Darkei Moshe, source 15. Says, I don't get the raya from the Yerushalmi. My only divrei Yerushalmi shevir raya mimenu midivrei Talmud Shalanu. What? I don't know. Why is that any more the first one than the second? He didn't understand. Beis Yosef says, oh no, it's a good raya. First, he says, Mashkadab Rabbeinu. But what does Beis Yosef have a problem with the Torah? The Torah said, "V'chein pirish Rav Ilfas or Rambam." So the Rambam I showed you. Where does the Rambam say it? We saw. Where does Rav Ilfas say it? Masha Rav Rabbeinu she'chein pirish harif. Any of them? Eichon lamakein. Where did he get that from? Sheharif lo katab azel divrei Gemara. He just had the same lashon in the Gemara. So I don't understand that. But he said, "Masha katab the Torah Yerushalmi v'cholot asuda." Klomar v'ikayl netilah charonim kein kvar sa'ara. My da'ava ava. He already ate. How's the satan going to affect his meal now? So it's proper, says the Beis Yosef, to be careful about it for Mayim Rishonim. Because of that Yerushalmi. But that's not what it's talking about, meaning he passes like the Rambam, the Maida Hava Hava. So he thinks that Raya from the Yerushalmi is a good Raya. He understands the Raya that the Diuk, the Torah, was making from the Yerushalmi when the Darchei Moshe did it. So, what do we have to defend now? We have to defend, we have the Bach. The Bach is coming to defend the Torah's explanation of the Rif being like the Rambam. Also, some things I said out loud were really from the Bach, so we'll see them inside now. Source 17. Mina gave Yadav Heitev. Av agad gvar gadav Rabbeinu kach basof siman kovlen chad. Mina gave Heitev kodem shiyibza. The Torah wrote in two places the importance of drying your hands before a motzi. So why does he write it again here? Kan ikar azhara. Shalom. Mafsik ben nigov la motzi. V'hachi kamar. Kol mashen mafsik ben nigov ben netila la motzi. Lo chashiv hefsik. Don't stop, but if you wait a while, it is not a hefsik. Afilu shaha tuva ben nigovo. Even if you wait a long time and dry it. Sherit sarich yinagev yadav heitev. El da achar shenigev yadav heitev chashiv hefsik. Im lo yivarech berkan motzi miyad. What is he saying? There's no rule that you have to wash and dry your hands as fast as possible to make hamotzi. After you finish drying your hands, you have to make hamotzi as fast as possible. What does that leave you the possibility of doing? Drying your hands for a while. Correct? If the rule isn't that you have to make hamotzi as fast as possible after washing, but you have to make hamotzi as fast as possible after drying, so if I dry my hands for a while, it could still be considered immediate. Which is probably why you'll see people dry their hands with a towel, and still they go back to their seat, they're doing this move with the hands. Right? They're getting every last drop. So it could be that they're OCD and don't want every drop in their hands, not to mock OCD, I'm just saying that they're trying to get every last drop. Or that they're being cautious to this. I'm still drying my hands. So yes, I'm going back to the table. But all this is considered still drying my hands. And now when I make hamotzi, it's miyad. It's immediate. That was the first point that Bach made. Second point. Claim Pirish Rav Yilfis. And Beis Yosef says, where do you get that? Zeh Lashon HaRiv. He cites a whole Lashon of the Riv. It was very long. In order to fit this year into the 45 minutes, I left it out. Amadam Riv Mefarish Talmayim Acharonim Dap Kamar. Avavein Nekil Leverch Ramot Zeluchash Vavsek. So he found a diuk in the Riv. And he defends the Torah's explanation of the Rif. But, now getting back to what I pointed out in the Rush, meaning the Torah citing his father, Gemo, Machikatav, Anani, Avia, Rush, Hayaragil, Chule, Nira, Milishono, Da Rush, Hayatofes, Ikar, Da Mayim, Acharonim, Davkakai. How did the Rush paskin? The Rush paskin that the immediate one, the one you had to do without pausing, was Mayim Acharonim. The fact that the Torah cited his father as being nohag to do it, to choshes to this, hayam machmir lachosh ledat atosot, Rabbeinu Yonah, da mayim rishonim namikai, ulekach hayar ragil shelo lafsik ledaber. So that's first of all. He was only doing it out of chumrah. Second of all, what's something else the Torah said in the name of the Rush? He said, madani avi arashal hayar ragil af rishonim, not to pause and not to talk. Isn't there a shorter way that could have been said? Don't pause. Don't talk. Why do I need both? So says the Bach. Mashma da filu baf soka below dibor nami ayan izhar, even stopping without talking. Di dafka be dibor yalo le marshal lo le daber be lechud. Da va mashma dafka dibor asur. Vod yesh lamar de naka nami shal lo le daber yo wrote the kol dibor asur. So he had to say, don't stop, because it's not just talking, even stopping. But don't stop wasn't enough. Because you might say, oh, it's only a hefsik if it's something else. What if I wanted to give a Dvar Torah? Afil ledaber divrei Torah. Udiloka Maharshal to Matira Dibur Vidivre Torah. Not like the Maharshal who says, you can stop right then and give a Dvar Torah. Whoa. When I saw that, I was like, wait, Maharshal says you can stop then and give a Dvar Torah? What does that say about the rule that you can't talk between a Tilat Yadayim and a Motzi? Doesn't exist, right? Okay? If he thinks that you could give a Dvar Torah then, so clearly that doesn't exist. Now, yes, Bachir is disagreeing with that Maharshal. He's saying it does exist. You're not allowed to talk and you're not allowed to wait. Well, how do we pass it? Source 18, Shulchan Aruch. Yesh omrim she'eno tzarech lizarim milahafsik mein etzilu lamotzi. Some say you don't have to be careful about not talking after you wash, before you make hamotzi. V'yesh omrim she'tzarech lizar. And some say you do have to be careful. V'tov lizar. And it's good to be careful. V'im shah k'dei hilochav b'ramo mikrei hefsek. And waiting long enough to walk 22 amos, probably about 10, 15, 20 seconds. Let's say 15. That is considered hefsek. Can somebody help me here? Yesh omrim she'en otzarek lizarim lafsek v'inatil amotzi is the first yesh omrim he calls. Some say you don't have to be careful. Please tell me where his second statement ends. V'yesh omrim she'tzarek lizaher, or V'yesh omrim she'tzarek lizaher v'tov lizaher. Which one? Let's explain the difference. Okay. Some say you don't have to wait. You don't have to be careful. Some say you do have to be careful. And what is he saying? Tov lizaher. Since there's a machloka between those two, best to be yotze all the shita and be careful. Okay? That's one possible reading. That one's clear? Let's offer another possible reading. Some say you don't have to be careful. Some say you do have to be careful and it's good to be careful. Now, is the Shulchan Aruch weighing in or not? No. Why would I want to read it that way? What do we know about how the Shulchan Aruch paskens? On whom does the Shulchan Aruch base his psak according to himself in his own akdama?
The Rush, the Rambam, and the Riff.
Good. The Rush, the Rambam, and the Riff. Now, what do we know the Rambam said? Start with one at a time. Rambam says it's talking about my machronim, meaning it's not a problem to interrupt between Netilat Yadayim and Amotzi. Good. What does the Riff say? Like the Rambam. It's not a problem to interrupt, therefore, between Mayim Rishonim and Amotzi. What does the Rush say? Tor said he had a minhag not to do it. Okay. Is the Bach's diuk in the Rush correct? The Torah says, Adoni avi harashal, hayaragil aparishonim shalol afsik shalol daver. Is that Lashon saying that the Rush disagreed with the Rambam? And the Riff? And he's saying, you can't talk before in my Mishonim. Or is it like the Bach said, which is that the Rush agrees with the Rambam and the Riff, and he just was Choshesh for an extra Chumrah? Hear that? Now can we answer why the Shulchan Aruch says this the way he does? If you put the Tov Lizar as the second shita, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm paskin like the Riff and Rambam, and the Rush always. Well, what did the Riff and Rambam say? Yesh omrim she'en atzarek lizarim l'hafsik v'en etzila l'avotzi. was the Rish and Rambam. What did the Rush say?
Min.
Yeah, Shomer should start with Lizar. I told Lizar. Got it? That's a possible reading in the Shulchan Aruch. Not Bukhruch. It's possible that the Shulchan Aruch is the one who has the Tov Lizar. But now we see there's a machloket. Do we have to be careful about that or not? Shulchan Aruch cites both views, and it's best to be choshesh to it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, source 19, the Yesh Omer she'ein otzarech lizar. Aye, what is that based on? It's based on the Shas. The Gemara says, Techlev natili yadayim suda tzirli dahayim shelo yitasek benetayim be'eze esek o maise ad shiasiach daito. Don't do something that's going to take your mind off of it. What doesn't that say? Don't do something else. You're allowed to do something else, but not something that's going to take off your mind from it. O besicha harbe, or a long talk. Demevi lidei hesach adat. Because you're going to take your mind off the wheel. Meal. Afilim hayab debrei Torah, even if it was for Torah. What does that not say? That you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk a lot. What are you allowed to talk?
A bit.
A bit. Avalim yoshev batel. If you're doing nothing. Or you're waiting a lot. Or even speaking a little. Quoting that Lashon of the Torah. You went to wash and you come back to the table and you're sitting there. And three people get in the conversation in the kitchen and they're looking for the salt and they're and until you get to your emotzi, 15 minutes go by. Was that a problem? No, you're sitting there waiting to start the meal. At no point was there hesach adat on you getting to your meal. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. And even if you said, hey, you guys, get in here. Was that a hefsek? No, because you're sitting there waiting to start your meal. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh omrim shetzarech lizar. Some say you do have to be careful. Afilu b'shiyah l'chud, even about waiting. But kol shekin shelo l'daber, even to talk. Even a little bit. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Even those who say you have to be careful. The first shita was even for those who say you don't have to be careful. Even for those who say you do have to be careful, if it's letzorach hasuda, it's allowed. Excuse me, can you please go get the salt, the knife, the challahs? We forgot them. That's letzorach hasuda. Tov Lizar throws in the following. Katva Svarim, B'shema Zohar. There's some people who make a tefillah right before they make a motzi. Mitzvah Adonim, Sheyitpala B'chol Yom, Omezonim, Cholim Achila. Vimshach Leitpala Al-Achar, Shenatol Yadav L'Achila, Yesh Mitzadonim, Sheyachol Omar Tefillah Zohar, Achar Netila. Some are matir. Delo Chashev Hefsek, Namik Sat, Tzorech HaSudah. Since you're no egg, you need to make this tefillah before you eat. It is Tzorech HaSudah for you to make this tefillah. Turn Achon, Shemrenu Achar Achila, Bergen Amotzi. Okay, make a motzi and then do it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah prefers. But some are matir then. Meaning, that's considered tzorach suda. It helps you get to the meal. Others who say this, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Mikol Makom, Ein Tzarech Lizar, El Midaber, Be'eza, Esek, Vinyan, Acher, Avasicha, Ba'alma, Bero, Gimel, Tevot, two or three words, Ena, Chashuvin, Hefsek, L'Divrei HaKol. Everybody says that it's okay if it's two or three words. Machronomy says that, by the way. Somebody asks you a question, you don't have to go, You can say yes, you can say no. Maybe you shouldn't have a long conversation. You'd be like, give me a minute, let me make a motzi. Try to say the minimum. But a person asks you a question, you're allowed to answer. Anything you need for the meal, we forgot the salt, etc. You don't have to sit there. I've seen people go, Melech haolam, you know, whatever, in order to hint at other people that they need salt. You don't have to do that. So Torah HaShulchan says, Ameta kolafia inyan. This is his commenting on those who are makbid to be the last one to wash. We saw that somebody was cited that way. She Sarah Shalosh Shayach Hefsik, Kigon Shemakom and Atila Rachok. Let's say you wash far away. They didn't have indoor plumbing. Af Yoter Michav Ben Alma, Lo Mikre Hefsik, Kevin Shazem Muchrach Linyan. You have to go wash, you have to come in for the meal. It's waiting when you don't need to wait. There's no reason that you need to be choshish that. So, and see the Magen Avram, he was one mistavich, he wanted to be the last one to wash, and fi mashkatati in hefse klal to be the last one. You need everybody to come to the table to make a motzi, so you don't have to be the last one to wash. So, is there an inyan of not talking between Atilat Yadayim and Amotzi? There is some basis. Totally zayir. Does that mean that you can't talk one, two words, and if you do, what happens? The answer is nothing. There's a myth. My Rabbi Mordechai Friedman calls it a myth or a housewife's tale that, oh no, you talked? Go wash again. That's a mistake. That's a brachal of atala. You talked? Doesn't matter. Meaning, you shouldn't do that. Mechachila. B'di'evid, still go ahead and make kamotzi. So, from Netilat Yadayim until you dry your hands, can you talk? The answer is you shouldn't. Okay, we saw limud, maybe limud's close on people do, but really, vast majority of poskim, you shouldn't. From Netilat Yadayim until you dry your hands. Okay, maybe there's a little more room in terms of while it's being washed, but from when the washing is done, though it's hard to do that, so therefore you should probably even do it then. Until you make the bracha, no talking. After you made the bracha until hamotzi, can you talk? Certainly if you need to. Certainly way more lenient to talk then than it is the other way. And the fact is that most people are makvid the wrong way. You agree with me? See people talking until they make the bracha and then they stop talking? That's the opposite. One last thing to throw in, though I didn't put it on the source sheet for time, is you should probably not talk until you make hamotzi, until you swallow your first bite. Okay? That's it. Shkoyach. Enjoy your mesivah.